So this week is Yom HaShoah, the Holocaust Memorial Day that was instituted by the government of Israel in the early 1950s. Almost, it's the Jewish Holocaust Day. It's our day. And one of the things often I think about is obviously the importance of memory of the Holocaust, of talking about the Holocaust. But there's almost an issue of talking too much about the Holocaust. I don't know what you think. There was a rabbi called Norman Lamm, who was rabbi of the Yeshiva University in New York. And he talks about the comparison between Lot, who is, of course, the nephew of Abraham, being told not to look at the destruction of Sodom. He leaves, and he's not meant to look back. His wife does and becomes this pillar of salt. But they're told, don't look back. And the idea that Rashi says here is that in some ways they deserve the same fate, and only through the merit of Abraham are they saved. And Norman Lamm goes on to talk about looking back is hard, looking at the Holocaust. It's unsettling, it's difficult. We look at whether we would have survived had it been our generation. Why do we deserve to be the generation that isn't affected by the Holocaust? So it's an unsettling thing, it's paralyzing. He says in his words, contemplation, description, and analysis of the 20th century Holocaust. They threaten the very structure of our thought and values and the very foundations of our faiths and our feelings. So, of course, we need to remember what happened. It's a never-ending trauma in terms of our memory of the Holocaust. But it's also, of course, a never-ending lesson to the world. If people compare Israel to the Nazis, for instance, they've missed the point. They've missed the lesson. And we've got to make sure, of course, that that lesson gets out. We've got to make sure that people think about how democracies can whittle away, how democracies can become less and less democratic. In fact, we know that Hitler, of course, came from a whittling away of democratic norms. I've been reading a book by Stephen Levitsky and Daniel Ziblatt called How Democracies Die, which looks at Trump's America, and the whittling away of what he calls democratic norms or the soft guardrails of democracy. And it really is a fascinating read. And we need to be on the lookout for the whittling away of these norms. He talks about forbearance and tolerance in the political sphere. And so, whether it's in Israel or in Britain or in America, we need to cherish these values of tolerance, of democratic tolerance, of these democratic norms to ensure that we don't become more violent, of course, ourselves. And therefore, the Holocaust, however difficult it is to remember, we use in the end of the day, and we talk about the Holocaust as a message for a better world. A world of greater tolerance, preventing the slide to violence that, of course, happened in Germany between the wars.